Today's Shirin Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Vav Omad Aleph, and we're still in Simin Lamed Beis, and we just completed yesterday and the day before two complicated Seifim, Tez Vav and Tez Zayin, and we'll go on to a new subject today, Sif Yud Zayin. And the Mechaber starts off and says, Im Noflo Tipas Dio L'Solcha Os, if a drop of ink fell onto the parchment and you already had a letter over there, the Eina Nikeres Haos, and the original letter is no longer recognizable because of the drop of ink that fell on it. Ein Takona Ligror Hadio. You can't just rub off the new ink that fell down until it reveals the originally written letter underneath it. And in this way, you might think that the underlying letter is now recognizable and it's good. This is in fact not good. Why? The Mechaber writes, the Have Chak Tochos. Upasul. This is called engraving. This is called scratching away at the parchment and having the letter as a result of engraving it or scratching it away and not from writing. And therefore, this type of a letter is now pasul. Mishum deboinon v'kosa, because you need, as the Mechaber writes, to have it written v'lo v'chokak and not engraved or chiseled out. Similarly, v'hu adinim ta, same thing would be if you made a mistake and by accident you wrote the wrong letter. You wrote a dalet in b'mkom resh, a dalet instead of a resh, or beis b'mkom kaf, or you wrote the letter beis instead of the letter kaf. These are very similar appearing letters. A dalet and a resh is only a little bit different. A beis and a kaf are only a little bit different. And you have that little extra elongated part by the dalet, a little extra elongated part by the base of the beis, and you might think all you have to do is erase it, and you'll be left now with a perfectly good resh or a perfectly good chaf. So the Mechaber writes, Ein takon limcho katog l'sakein os. It's not acceptable to erase that little extra part, that little straight extra part at the top of the dalet or at the bottom of the beis, and now have it rounded off and be a good resh or a good chaf. That's no good. Again, why not? The Mechaber writes, Mishum dohave kichok tochos. Because this would be like chiseling, engraving, and it's unacceptable. That's the entire Mechaber for today's shiur. There is no Ramah, so we'll spend the rest of the time looking at the Mishnah Berurah and some other comments. In Siv Katan Samach Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dio, v'hu adin tzeva acher. It's not only ink, this would be true of any other discoloration that fell onto it. Im ayidei nishtane tzuras os. If in this way, the figure, the shape of the original letter that you wrote with proper ink on the parchment is no longer visible. In Dirshu footnote 95, he writes, Im nofla tifas me aftsa o me kofi lesochos, if you drop a little bit of coffee or a little bit of gallnut juice on top of the letter, then the get poshet writes, haos ksheru. It's still good. Why? Because he nikeres. The letter is still recognizable. The stain or the additional fluid that you put on top of it doesn't make the original letter unrecognizable. And this is a critical factor. If the original letter is recognizable, then it's not called chiseling or eroding away at the letter. This is called just cleaning off the top of the letter. The original letter is recognizable, and therefore it's good. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, I will not have shaiva alos, if you have some wax that came on the letter, avshimachas alos, even though it's covering up the letter, the ain't only kerasapi kane, and even though the letter is now not recognizable because the wax is on top of it, here, mutulasalik, you are allowed to scrape away the wax and the os underneath it will be perfectly good because the shaiva ain't mavatalaksav. Here, the wax doesn't really erode away the writing, it is just over here a covering to it, and that covering can be removed, and therefore it would be perfectly good. And he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, that muchach mistimas aposkim de'ein naf gemina beinim nasa be'eis haksiva oliachar haksiva. Number one, if this ink drop falls either while you're writing the letter or after the letters are written, either way, this is perfectly no good. No matter when the ink falls on top of it, certainly if the letter hasn't yet been formed, it's no good. But even if the letter has been formed and now the ink comes on it and ruins it, it's no longer recognizable, that is also no good. In Dirshu footnote 98, he brings down, this is as opposed to the das of the smak that's brought down by the Bir Halacha elsewhere, and the smak says, She'im nofla tipas dio ala osli achar ksiva. So if you originally had a perfectly good letter and then the ink fell on it, one can, according to the smak, erode or wipe away the extra ink, and you wouldn't be over chok tochos in this situation. Because this is perfectly good originally, and you don't ruin it now. However, the Bir Halacha writes, this is not the way we paskin. We hold like the Rosh. Shevachol inyon pasul mishum chok tochos. Whether the ink was falling on an open area, we haven't yet written the letter, or it was on top of a letter that was already written, the Rosh says it's no good. The Bir Halacha in Tipas Dio writes that this is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim in Dine Kriyas HaTorah, who writes, Notav shayva alos, if wax falls on a letter, if it's on a weekday, you're allowed to remove it, because there's no problem with removing the wax. Unless it's on Hashem's name, and then you can't erase it. Because in that situation, you may erode some of the letter when you're scraping away the wax. So what should you do? So if it's on a weekday, go and lechamem heitev hagvil, go and heat up the parchment from the other side at the place where the wax fell, and this way the wax will fall off on its own and it won't be stuck to the letters. He brings this down in the name of the Shaar Ephraim. If it's on Shabbos, what should you do? You can't do this, obviously. So if the os is visible underneath the wax, then you can even use it to read from it. If it's covered up, so then you can't read it through the wax, and you'd be reading that part of the Torah by heart. So then, if it's between gavra legavra that you notice it, take out a new Sefer Torah. But if it's while you're reading the Sefer Torah, then one could read that part out loud and by heart and continue reading in the Sefer Torah that you have out. This is because it's not really a psul, it's just covered up, and that is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim. The Mishnah Berurah then continues in Sif Katan Samach Beis, and he writes, Lesoch, if the ink fell inside the letter, Ben Shenaga Tipa Begufa Osolo, whether it fell onto the body of the letter or not, it's irrelevant as long as it covers up the letter. If it fell on a line of the letter and it disrupts it so you can't tell what letter it is, in all of these, and it spread across the letter, and the os is no longer recognizable. In all of these situations, you can't just erase this and be left with the underlying letter. This would be called chok tochos. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ve'en oni keres, it's not recognizable. This is Bein Sha'ayidei Zeh Nishtana Tumunasu Liosa Keres, whether it now looks like a different letter, for example, Kigon Shenofla Tipa Toch Chalal Beis Veniras Kepei, you had a drop of ink that fell inside the beis, and now it looks like a fey. Like the little inner part of the fey is now incorrectly there, or Osh Avda Tumunasu of Ein Shema Alel, or it got unrecognized by having the ink there. It became a blob of some unrecognizable ink spot, and it no longer has the name of the letter on it. In the issue note, footnotes 96, he writes, the Afim Tino Kore Kahogan. And even if a young child is able to determine what letter it is, as we said previously, if it doesn't have the shape of the letter, it doesn't help that a young child happens to guess at it right. Furthermore, he brings down that the Chai Yadim would always be so concerned about this that the sofer would incorrectly rub off a letter and make it good after ink fell on it, that the Chai Yadim told all the sofer that he worked with they should never erase anything with a knife, so they never would have this concern or problem. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and this is true with any letter. V'hu adin b'shara osios, v'apilu ma'idei hatipa nechsa rakotza shoyud ben yomino smol. And even if the only little part of the letter that's no longer recognizable is a little part of the under part of the yud on either the right or the left side, that still is possible. It's not recognizable clearly as that letter. V'yemistapek ba'os im tsuroso olavolo. If you're not sure, does it or does it not still be recognizable? Then, Mara Latinok, the Lochakim Lotipesh. In this situation, we're now determining does it still have the shape or not? Then you show it to the child that we talked about in yesterday's shir, who is not overly bright and not overly ignorant, a child that can recognize the letters but won't recognize from the context but does know enough to recognize the letters. Then he can be used to determine was the original letter still there and then it's not a problem, or if the original letter is not there anymore, then it is a problem. In Sivkot and Samach Dala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Legror, you're not allowed to erase this over here. And he says, Afilu maver kolmus ala os li'achar shechok tocho, enamol. And even if after you've erased it, you then rewrite over it again with ink That's no good, based upon the Magen Avraham, he says. And the reasoning behind this is brought down in the Levush Asrod in Dirshu footnote 97. And he writes, Shekivon Shekosav al Gabi Ksav lo Moel, Shekosav al Gabi Ksav lo Moel, that a writing on top of another writing is not called writing, as the Gemara in Gittin says. Therefore, Nimtso Shekosav al Yon lo Hoel Meyuma. When you're writing on top now, you're not really considered writing. The lo nishar ela haktava tafton. The only thing that's really there is the underwriting that was previously there but had been ruined, which is now possible because of the din of Chok Tuchos. Siv Kotten Samachay. The Mishnah Berurah writes about the ink. Afilu matipa lach adayin. Even if the ink is still moist over here and it's runny, va'os kvar nisyavish, and the letter that was there is well dried up because it was written weeks or months ago even. Lo amrina shi kichisui bi'almalos. We don't say that this wet ink is considered like a cover, like the wax was like a cover. We don't consider this wet ink to be like a cover. Kivon shal koponim nisal tsuras os kodem atikun. Because before you do anything now, the letter is not recognizable and it's with ink, so therefore it is no good. Then Sivkotin Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Chak Tochos, what is this? Pirush, Shechokek, he's chiseling out, he's hollowing out over here, Hatoch Shelaos Usvivo. It's as if you're making the os now by scraping, by chiseling away ink, and that's not called writing, as we said before. Umimela Nishar Masheno Mochek Betsuras Os, and what's left behind isn't called Ksav, it's called Tochos, chak tochos, and therefore it's chakika and it's not good. Because the pasuk says, kosav, and in sivkot and samach zayin, the Mishnah writes, v'lo v'chokak, v'zeh gam kein chakika mikre. This is called chakika if you go and remove the excess ink on top. Why? Kivan, sheina osa, maisa b'gofos. You're not doing something to the letter, you're removing something from there. What should you do? Eliyigro gam king tzasmi o sachelo yishar tzurasu alav. What you should do is erase enough of it so that you don't have a letter there anymore. The achakak yisaknenu. Now you can rewrite the letter over there in lo kasav adayin osachar. However, this is of course if you didn't write any other letters, because by tefillin and mezuzos the lav hachi possible tefillin and mezuzos the bein considering, because you have to write the letters all in order. So if you had already written other letters, it's no good to erase this letter totally. That would not be good. That would be possible because of lo considering. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Cholz le'adin de Shulchan Aruch u'machmas she'os eino nikar v'nisbata la'idei k'siva rishona." This is all because the original letter has now been essentially nullified by the ink that dropped on top of it. However, avolim lo lishtanet tzuras o'os, but if the letter is still recognizable, then you can erase the extra ink. Yochulim kol tipas adio, because it's not a problem. Vein chiluk ben shenof al dio l'so chalal o'os bovad, it doesn't make a difference if the excess ink fell inside the letter, not on the actual letter itself, but on the space inside of the letter, and didn't change around its appearance. O gam al o'os gufor, if it fell on top of the o'os, and it just thickened the side of the o'os, v'nis ava gaga o'os o gam ha'yerach ha'yidezeh, and all you did was thicken the top part of the side of it, but you didn't change its appearance. In all of these situations, I feel in all of these, you could erase the extra, wipe away the extra ink, and that's not called chaktochos, that's called just clearing things up after you have a ready recognizable os there. All you're doing is fixing it up, and that's allowed. Since the os was already recognizable. Mishnah Berurah then says, technically, you don't even have to do that. Rakiyosa Tovshi Sakin, you're better to do it. Akein Yocho Lasos Tikun Ze Afilu Betfilin Mezuzos Debin and Kisidron. And you can even do this Betfilin Mezuzos where you need Kisidron. This is not called the problem of not being in order because it's not necessary. You should do it to beautify it, to make sure nobody else is going to have a question over here what the letter is. And he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha for more details about this. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, "Vida od da shulchan aruch mayri afilu nofla tipa achar shenigmaros." This is true even if the letter was totally formed, and certainly the kosher came in nofla kodem shenigmaros kadin the gomar mitchila os ve'nikor adayin. Certainly, if the ink is falling on it now and you don't have a letter recognizable over there yet, the bazek kuli amasorim the entakon begrias atipa. You can't just erase the blob of ink there, so you now are left with a vav. Dari lo hayo olam me'olam shemos. It never had the name of an os, and now if you erase it, rakata ayde grira, by rubbing away the unnecessary parts of the ink spot, that would definitely be v'have chak tochos mamish. That would really be chak tochos, and it would be no good. So what should you do? Achim gorar mitchila hatiba v'rotz ato ligmor os. What happens if you removed away some of the ink there and you want to make the letter? Now, bazeh yesh do's ben aposkim, the different opinions amongst the poskim, the radach sovid lo mahani says, too late, you can't correct this. This virulei the kivin shenof la tipa al mitzas o'os, this batim menu shem ksiva v'avich hachikika b'yama. This is no good because this is now called chakika. Umamahane, how it would help you? Afimi gomer osaydik siva. How can you now write the os? You have over here chakika, it's no good. And certainly, and if just a drop of ink fell on the parchment, the nasa kimin chatzios, and it made it a little bit like a letter, the lo shari lahashlam osaydik siva. You can't just go and fill in the rest of the letter, because that's not called kesiva either. That is the more machmir opinion of the Radach. But the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. This is found in Evan Ezra, exactly. Mikilin afilu b'zeh hadin ha'achron. They are makel on this. V'sovrim, the lo mikri chaktochos, that's not called chaktochos, el shigomer osai de chakika, only if you really do the entire thing via chakika, via rubbing it out. However, achachronin mitzadin l'achmir b'zeh hadin ha'achron, we should be machmir on this. Unless in lo shemoshe chatipas dio halacha umiziza mimokum lemokum achosim min osholim. But if it's moist, you can move it around. So then that's called havibek siva, and that would be allowed. Sivkot and samaches, and sivkot and samachtes, we will say for tomorrow's shir because we're already well into daf memvov amud beis, and this will conclude today's shir.